Exclusive video, system change, not climate change. Green activists call for socialist revolution at COP26. By Kurt Zindelka on November 8, 2021. Far-left climate activists called for a socialist revolution, supposedly to help the environment, at the Global Day of Action for Climate Justice protest in Glasgow, Scotland. Tens of thousands poured out onto the streets of Glasgow outside the United Nations COP26 climate summit taking place in the city. Organizers claimed that as many as 100,000 turned out for the Saturday demo. However, the figure has not been confirmed by police who monitored the event. The demonstration featured a cross-section of leftist activists, with the flags of Antifa and the Scottish Socialist Party being held high at the march. Two activists told Breitbart London that socialism was the answer to the alleged climate crisis, shouting out system change, not climate change. "We need a socialist revolution," one of the demonstrators said, adding that the world needs to get rid of all these capitalist bastards. The other activist told said that fossil fuel companies can go and drown in their fossil fuels. He claimed that a socialist system would be a democratic society in which all engineers are retrained to focus on renewable energy. Celebrating the massive demonstration, teenage climate campaigner Greta Thunberg wrote on social media, "Our so-called leaders aren't leading, this is what leadership looks like. Hashtag uproot the system." The attacks on the capitalist system, which has lifted more people out of poverty than any other, have been a consistent theme of the protests in Glasgow. On Friday, climate activist Michaela Loach said that the green movement needs to demand an end to capitalism. Her fellow eco-warrior, Fraser Stewart, told the crowd that climate justice is social justice. "This is not just a crisis of climate or emissions. This is a crisis of justice, of inequality, of poverty, of racism, of classism, of workers' rights, and women's rights, and every intersection in between," Stewart explained. Socialist ideology being spouted at climate change events is not unknown in Britain, with a far-left speaker announcing at an Extinction Rebellion rally in London in September that the only logical step to take against climate change is to create an anti-capitalist, anti-imperialist socialist movement. While Western capitalist nations have seen their carbon footprint fall in comparison to socialist-run countries, such as communist China, which now emits more greenhouse gases than the rest of the developed world combined. An investigation from The Sun on Sunday found that China's 35th largest city, Tangshan, emits as much pollution as two-thirds of the UK. The chief operating officer at the free market think tank the Institute of Economic Affairs, Andy Meyer, told the paper, "Greta Thunberg and her followers play safe outrage theatre in Glasgow, hurling empty abuse at leaders of countries that are already making great progress in decarbonizing their economies. Greta should reserve her pointed barbs for those doing real harm, like China." Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.